Blog Talk Radio.
And now, in a corner of a basement somewhere in New Jersey, it's Between the Ropes Radio. 30 minutes of nothing but wrestling. By wrestling fans, for wrestling fans. Right here live on blogtalkradio.com, it's your host, Ty Asbury.
Just letting you know how November 29th, 2017 turned out for Between the Ropes Radio. The KC killed it. It's been a long time. Now, on this Friday evening, October 12th, 2018, your boy Ty Asbury, it's the Queen of Wrestling. It's the KC, the current women's champion of modern vintage wrestling and star of West Coast Wrestling Connection. The beautiful Miss Kacee Carlisle is back on the show, and here she is. Kacee.
Hey, Ty. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on. It's good to be back on the show.
Yeah, it's I said in the intro it was last November, but it seems like it's been longer than that. It just shows you how time flies.
It does. I actually did think it was longer than last November. That means it's not even been a full year yet. I could have sworn it was longer than that.
it's absolutely insane. And time definitely flies. I mean, it's like already October. And speaking of which, I mean, like, it's already October, but you know, before that, I mean, how was your summer?
The summer was pretty much just like the rest of the year for me. It was busy. It's not really any different than any other time of year, but it's a good kind of busy, so it's not a problem. Not a bad thing.
Yeah, well, one thing that's definitely not a bad thing is that you're here live tonight on Between the Ropes Radio, and it's always a pleasure to have Miss Kacee Carlisle on the show. So this is probably like, I have the title, it's been a long time since I've talked to her, so we're definitely going to catch up with Miss Kacee Carlisle. And Kacee, you know how we do things on the show. I mean, hey, your fans are listening live, it's all about you. Interview time, and I'm pretty sure you're ready to do this.
Yeah, whatever you've got, throw it out there. We'll see what happens.
Now, of course, I definitely want to talk to you about, for last time you were here. I mean, of course, knowing that you definitely are the queen, for sure you delivered it last time you were on the show. Now, of course, November of last year to this evening, tonight. How has your wrestling journey been since the time we last talked?
It's been great. I've stayed really busy, and I keep debuting in new promotions and leaving my mark wherever I can and kind of wherever I want to. So I'm just kind of chugging on along and trying to be as busy as I can be and wreak havoc in as many places as I can, and just kind of travel around and let everybody have a little piece of Kacee.
Hell yeah. I love what you said, wreak the havoc, bring the pain, and which we all know Kacee Carlisle can do. And that's pretty cool that, you're continuing to do what you do best and travel the world and, hey, kick ass.
That's my goal every time I go out there, is just go out there and, try to give the people their money's worth, try to, just do me and, just deliver what people I think have come to expect when you see my name on the poster. It's just a very hard-hitting brawl. I'm out there to fight, I'm out there to win, and lots of people have a good night at the wrestling show, and hopefully that's what I deliver every time.
Yeah, I mean that's and like you mentioned, that the fans see you on the poster. I'm sure they look at the poster, especially the kids, they look up, they see Kacee Carlisle on the poster. They know they're in for a treat. I mean, the hottest ticket in town. I mean, of course. I mean, and that's how it rolls with Miss Kacee Carlisle. Now, I asked you before, of course, about the summer. You said you were really, really busy. Now, you didn't have like an inch of little like free time, maybe like just some wind down time over the beach time or like nothing like that.
I had a little family vacation that took place over the summer. I went down to Orlando And I was down there for a couple of days. I only made it to the beach for about 10 minutes on the drive back up the road in Daytona. But, you know, I was poolside for a little bit and got to do a little bit of relaxation, but it wasn't very long-lived. And as soon as I got back in, it was right back to the grind. But that's how I like it, so.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and it's like, if you keep working hard, I mean, you know, especially the result. I mean, big rewards come, and that's I think that's the way to go. I mean, pretty much with with you, no shortcuts, and you can't have it that way in life in general.
Yeah, it's just like anything else in life. You know, you get out of it what you put into it, and you can't just sit back and hope that things happen. You have to take whatever opportunities are presented and walk through whatever doors are opened for you. And it's no different than anything else in life, but that seems to be especially true in pro wrestling. And that's what I try to do every time I have the chance.
Yeah. Now in 2017, was there a show that you were in that, made you super proud, that fans can maybe check out on YouTube or any other social site that really to this evening here, we're talking now, it still sticks to you like, damn, that show was awesome. I mean, I wrestled in this match. Is there like a particular show?
Well, I'm proud of every match I have in some manner, for some reason, if not for the mere fact that, it exists, because as I said, here we are, trying to give people what they're looking for when they attend an event. So I'm proud of everything. It's hard, honestly, they start to kind of blur together a little bit at times. If somebody forced me into a corner, the work that we've been doing out at WCWC out in Portland is really, really cool. And it's been a lot of fun, and it's been awesome for me to be able to take part in it and, go out there regularly. We do the TV tapings every other month. So the fans in Portland have the chance to see the weekly TV episodes we're taping. But for the fans not in Portland, they also have the opportunity to see them online. So if fans are interested in seeing, all the action happening out there, they can go to YouTube for some of the past events. Just recently, they have started working with Title Match Wrestling Network, and you can check them out there and subscribe and see the episodes there as well. So, it's a lot of fun, and it's something, like I said, it's a new adventure. It's exciting. I get to work with a lot of great people out there who, a lot of them I'm still meeting for the first time out on the West Coast. So it's just a lot of fun.
This question just came right top off of my head. And so, as far as you mentioned Portland, I always wanted to know, how is the wrestling scene in Portland? I mean, because Portland seems like that area where it kind of just stays quiet. I mean, you have your other big, of course, wrestling territories. I mean, New York, Florida, those. But I mean, Portland, how is like Portland as far as the wrestling scene? Because Portland kind of stays quiet.
Obviously, I might have a different point of view since I am, working out there. I'm going to obviously say it's great and it's thriving. Portland was quite a big territory back in the day. It has its own share of history, and it definitely has its place in wrestling history. I think that there's a lot of good stuff happening in Portland. You have WCWC that not only has their TV tapings every other month, but they run run regular events as well in the area, in Salem and the other surrounding areas, and they have a great product. And I'm not saying that just because I'm part of it. I honestly think they do. I was already familiar with it before I started working out there. The Seattle area has a lot of really quality wrestling that's really starting to kind of get its footing and gain momentum out there. So, yeah, I think that area is definitely on the up and up, and there's a lot of good stuff happening out there.
Yeah, and that's, and like you said, I mean, you're not only saying great things are happening for the promotion because you're working there, but it's always good to definitely be able to compete for an organization that you can be proud of, because I would think sometimes, I'm sure we talked about this before, in wrestling, sometimes maybe in some promotions you have to be careful, the pretty much the relationships aren't as great as a certain promotion from the other one.
there's always a chance of something like that happening, you know, in any business, especially wrestling, just by design. You know, as far as I go, I really try to avoid situations like that as much as possible. You know, I work for companies that I find are professional and are good businessmen, good, you know, business people, who have a good product and really care about what they're doing, what they're putting out there, and are professional to the wrestlers and easy to work with, just like you would expect a wrestler to be if you're a promoter. And if that doesn't happen, you know, you usually won't see me really going back there to work very much. So that's the great thing about independent wrestling, is that it is independent. You're not tied down to any one particular place if, you know, unless you're in your contract somewhere. You're just not. So hopefully people wouldn't be in situations where that would be a regular thing.
Now, of course, since tonight's show is titled, you know, it's been a long time that you've been on the show. And since that point, did you have any matches last year where you wrestled a particular person where you looked at, you know, whoever it was and said, man, she's definitely has a really bright future in pro wrestling? Did you have anybody, you know, on top of your mind that you wrestled last year where you said to yourself, this, they're upcoming and, you know, watch out?
Oh, wow. That really could be said for just about like everybody, honestly. Nine and a half times out of 10, I'm the veteran in the match, in the sense that, you know, I have the greater experience as far as the number of years in the ring. So most of the girls I work, if you are looking at it from that perspective, are younger and coming up in the business. And, you know, it's a really, really good time for women's wrestling right now and for wrestling in general, I think, as far as new talent coming in and going through the rigors of training and getting proper training, meaning that they have a more solid foundation. So really, you know, everybody that I've had the chance to work with, over the past 6 to 8 months, even a year, you know, I would say really everybody is just working really hard and has a great future and, you know, has just been really enjoyable to work with.
You know, and of course, Miss Casey Carlisle, she talked about work, and if he's got off of work, definitely call in to Between the Ropes Radio, 646-716-5926, because the queen of wrestling, Miss Casey Carlisle, is live with your boy tonight, Ty Asbury, here on Between the Ropes Radio. It's been a long time. That's the title for tonight. So if you definitely have any questions or comments, call in and talk to us here on the show. We are here until 6:30 this evening. Now, Casey, when we got the show together, and of course, you sent me a message on Facebook, and one thing that definitely blew my mind. Now you currently hold like 5 titles, which when I saw that, I'm just going to say it, I was like Chris Tucker style. I was like, damn, you know, I can't say it like Chris Tucker, but now I got to ask you this. Now, do you need like a belt boy where like you carry one belt and I can carry like, you know, the other 4 belts to help you out? So,
you know, even if the answer was yes, there are so many offers ahead of yours that I would be cruel to ignore them all in favor of yours. That's been a very popular question lately.
Well, I got to say this. I mean, you absolutely deserve them. And like we talked about at the top of the show, I mean, you've earned it. I mean, it's just, I mean, I saw that. I was like, yeah, she's definitely still kicking ass and leaving bodies in the ring. Now, which brings me to, of course, if belt number 6, you know, is on your mind, all the promotions out there, like which promotion would it be and which belt? What's that next possible step for belt number 6 for Casey Carlisle?
You know, the answer would be any promotion that books me in a title shot for their title. It doesn't really make a big difference to me. You know, I'm going to step up to the challenge and take on whoever their champion is, who obviously is probably a very high caliber competitor and wrestler. And, you know, go in there and just do whatever I can and need to do, you know, whether people like it or not, to win the title. It's just kind of, you know, if I were to pick and choose, that would be foolish. You know, if you have the opportunity to be a champion and to go leave your legacy and show people what you're about, you do it. So whoever would be willing to give me the opportunity would be one that I would take.
Yeah, and exactly. As we all know, as, of course, me being a wrestling fan, I mean, I've been watching long enough and know long enough. I mean, of course, I would definitely think when you're a wrestler, that number one goal, of course, is to be a champion. And, I mean, when you're holding in the hardware, I always think it just does something to you. I mean, you just want to be number one, continue to be number one, and win more titles when you can.
Yeah, you know, I don't know that many people who aim to lose, who go out to do anything in life and want to lose or want to do badly at it. So, you know, like I said, it's a really good time for wrestling right now, especially women's wrestling, and there's a lot of good competition and a lot of high caliber wrestlers out there. So I think, I think that's the kind of attitude across the board. I think people want to go out there. They want to have people talking. They want to do what they do and, you know, leave their name in people's mouths. That's kind of everybody's goal these days, as it should be.
Exactly. And Miss Casey, this is definitely, you know, from the heart, of course, your boy Ty Asbury. I mean, just like, unlike, you know, that your fans are, as well as me, you know, I mean, very, very proud of you and your preparation to be, of course, where you are today, of course, the queen of wrestling. And it's, like I said, it's been a year since we talked, you've been on the show. Now, over that time, has there been like that kind of itch or scratch to maybe consideration, maybe like Ring of Honor, Impact Wrestling, or WWE? Is that something that's, you know, in the cards, or you just want to continue what you're doing?
You know, it's, to me, it's kind of, not to kind of repeat myself, but, you know, whenever an opportunity comes up, it would be one that I would, you know, obviously explore if that opportunity was Ring of Honor, TNA, WWE. You know, there's nothing stopping me from saying no, really, at this point. That could change tomorrow. That could change a year from now, depending on, you know, how my career goes, my health, my life, whatever. But, you know, I'm always looking for any opportunity out there. So if it were any of the above, obviously the answer would be yes. If it's something else, you know, I'm exploring that too. You never know what might fall into your lap, and you never know what might be possible. So I try not to limit, you know, and kind of go through things with blinders on as far as having just one or two specific goals. I just want to, you know, knock down as many walls as I can and see how many things I can get my hands into and be part of and, you know, and just keep doing what I love to do in wrestling. And that's just going out there and being this old school, you know, badass bitch of a heel. That's just what I love to do. And that's what I'm going to continue to do until I'm done.
Preach, girl, preach it. I love that. What you just said. I love that. And like you said, I mean, of course, you should definitely take any opportunity you can get. And it's like pretty much when you walk out the front door, every day, it's going to be a different day. Hopefully that makes sense. I mean, because you never know the opportunities which may come your way as soon as you walk out the front door every day of your life.
Yeah, you know, every day has potential and lends itself to being an opportunity or an adventure of some sort. You know, it's, you know, and that sounds cheesy in a lot of ways. I'm not trying to sound like an after school special, but, you know, but it's true. You never know. One door and one opportunity usually leads to another one, which leads to another one. So that's why I say, you know, you can't really have blinders on. You can't be closed-minded or have your mind set to only one or two things because you have no idea what you might have your back turned toward and what you might be missing out on. So I'm a very big, firm believer in at least giving consideration to just about any opportunity. You know, and that doesn't mean that you take every opportunity or that they all work out, but you have to at least be open-minded and willing to see what opportunities might be in front of you. Just because, you know, you wanted to go out and pick a rose doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with the tulip, if that makes sense.
Yeah. No, I mean, it makes true sense. Definitely understandable. And when what you said, I mean, like you said, you can't have, you know, sunglasses on that you can't see out of because, you know, it's just, you can't, you know, pretty much you have to, pretty much you can't I would say you can't blind yourself and like pretty much all the opportunities out there in the world that you can do. So hopefully that made sense, you know, mm-hmm. to Casey and everybody listening live on the show. But I mean, what you said, it definitely made a lot of sense in what you said. And Casey, for you, of course, being the queen now, of course, you see all the competition. I mean, you've done it all. And right now, if there's someone out there that the queen would like to step into the ring with, who would it be? And if they're listening, whoever's everybody listening, they'll probably say, "Uh-oh, you know, the queen's coming for me." Who would it be?
I don't know. I really don't have any one particular person in mind. There's just, you know, if you'd asked me that like 7 years ago, there was a smaller pool of women to choose from. And, you know, the business and women's wrestling has just grown so much to the point where there's so many people out there. I'm not good at sitting here and just thinking of one or two names off the top of my head. There's so many people I've never wrestled. You know, and that's one of the reasons why I love doing what I can to try to travel into new areas so that I have new opponents and new challenges put in front of me. So, you know, I know you're probably wanting a specific name. I don't have one. It would just be, you know, anybody really. Just I love to challenge myself in the sense of a new opponent that I'm not familiar with, who I haven't, you know, experienced yet, and seeing what I can pull out of my little hat o' tricks with that person.
Well, no, I thought that was a really good answer because, I mean, you're looking to travel into new areas and you would like to wrestle somebody you never, you know, wrestled before, in which sometimes when you haven't wrestled somebody, then you wrestle them, it turns out to be a fantastic match where fans, they want more. So, I mean, the answer you gave, I mean, was really good. And it's always good to, like, you know, we've talked about it throughout this entire episode, it's always good to go out of your horizons and travel different places, you know, and because like you said, the women's evolution of wrestling, it's boom, it's grown dramatically, which is great.
Yeah, absolutely. There's, you know, it's just a really good time to be a women's wrestling fan. And, you know, you don't have to look as hard as you once did to find quality women's wrestling. It used to be a dime a dozen. It used to be kind of, you know, the hidden gem of an area or of a promotion. And there's just so, it's spread across the country now. It's not in little pockets anymore. And I think that's good, obviously, for us wrestlers, because the opportunities are greater. The places to go wrestle are greater. The interest in booking us is greater. But I think it's also good, you know, for the fans also, because maybe it is more local to them. If they're a fan of women's wrestling and haven't gotten to experience it in person at a live show, the chances are probably greater that there's an event happening in a reasonable distance to where they live, that they can go check it out and they don't have to depend on the internet as heavily as they maybe once did. Because live, even if you have a great quality video and everything, it's just a much different experience being live rather than watching it online.
Yeah. And Casey, I can't remember because it's just last year and the theme tonight, it's been a long time. I don't know if I did this the last time you were on, but here on the show, it's definitely now it's time for, you know, the Between the Ropes Radio Creative Center. So I don't have any kind of fancy drum roll thing. Now, if you want to do a drum roll sound, you can, but, you know, I can do one that is like a drum roll sound. But
I would sound like I had a really bad stutter if I tried to do one.
Of course, here's the question where always on the show where it makes you think. Some people love it. Some people, mostly everybody loves a lot of the guests do. You may say, damn it, Tony. But the question is, being that Halloween is, of course, and it is month, now you have a match for one night. Now, of course, your favorite Halloween movie, the arena that this will be in, has a theme from it. Now, which movie would it be?
Oh, you're going to hate me. I don't watch Halloween movies because I don't like scary movies. I don't watch horror or thriller movies. Now I'm going to keep rambling for a second because I'm going to BS my way out of this as much as I can, as well as I can. I will say this. Now, years ago, I saw Scream when Scream came out, I did go to see that. I regretted it. I didn't sleep well for a couple nights, but I saw Scream. So let's go with that because I'm kind of sort of familiar with it.
That'll work. Yeah, I mean, it's understandable because, I mean, you know, some people love scary movies. I mean, because I was thinking about that. I was like, man, you know, I'm going to ask her anyway. She may not like Halloween, which, I mean, some people don't, some people do. But, yeah, Scream, I remember when it came out, Scream was like the big deal when it came out. I mean, because people were afraid the mask was going to be like right behind them. So, I mean, that's understandable.
Yeah, I mean, no, I do like Halloween. Don't get me wrong. I have my Halloween costume every year, and I definitely like Halloween itself, which I know sounds like a huge contradiction. I just don't like scary movies. But yeah, I thought Scream was acceptable enough. You know, anytime you have merch made a movie, you must be doing something right. So I thought,
yeah,
that's
true.
A big enough
it's
movie
right.
Work.
One thing I notice a lot of promotions do when Halloween rolls around, they kind of do like a event theme for Halloween. I know some promotions they made whichever, you know, young fan shows up with the best costume, free tickets. And I think that's cool for wrestling. I notice a lot of promotions do that, which I think is really cool to do.
Yeah, they do. A lot of them, you know, they'll name the event something like the ABC Wrestling Spooktacular, you know, something like that. They'll have little themed events and so forth. But I agree. I think the coolest part of stuff like that is having, and I've been at shows where they've had the costume contests for the fans, and you get a prize or something like that. So things like that are cool. You know, wrestling is so cool on its own, but then when the kids kind of have that little added, I think it gives them a sense of being part of it too, even though they're not in the ring, they're not wrestling, but they're standing in front of everyone and everyone's clapping. I think it gives them that kind of sense of interaction and involvement. So I think they get a big kick out of it.
Yeah. Now, of course, I just thought of this now. I'm going to throw this into the Between the Ropes Radio Creative Center now. You know, Halloween, of course, Casey Carlisle, she's on the card. That card, you know, of course, will be named after her. I mean, you're damned because, you know, the person that you're wrestling, they're screwed. So yeah, I just thought of that. So and of course Miss Casey, I mean, we're pretty much at the 6:30 time here on the show, but as always, honor to have you on the show. Like I said, you are the greatest, you are awesome. And of course, I want to know, fans want to know, where can we see the Queen, Casey Carlisle, wrestle next for West Coast Wrestling Connection and Modern Vintage Wrestling?
Well, the next time you'll see me at WCWC is going to be November 17th and 18th. That's the next round of TV tapings out in the Portland area. So that's when I'll be back out there. I'm actually not scheduled for Modern Vintage at all coming up. So those fans are going to have to kind of sit and wait for a little bit. The absolute next time people can see me is going to be Saturday, October 20th in Clayton, North Carolina, for NCWA. I'll be wrestling Elizabeth Jordan that night. And then the week after that, I'll be in Mill Creek, West Virginia for Pro Wrestling Mid-Atlantic. That's going to be Saturday the 27th. You know, so fans can always check me out on Facebook, on my website, caseycarlisle.com. They can visit my Twitter, and I keep all of that updated as much as I can with my upcoming appearance info.
You heard the legend. You heard the Queen tonight. My guest live on the show. It's been a long time. Miss Casey Carlisle, 5-time champion, and soon to be, we all know she'll be a 6-time champion. Miss Casey, I have to say thank you as always for being on Between the Ropes Radio. I love you. We all love you. It's an honor.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that so much. And thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. It's always fun.
Oh, not. Hey, it's definitely a pleasure. And as always, be safe, healthy, you know, God bless. And like I said, you're always welcome back here on Between the Ropes Radio.
Great. Thank you so much. The same to you, Ty.
Oh, thank you, Miss Casey. God bless.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You've just listened to Between the Ropes Radio. This was your boy, Ty Asbury. And tonight was It's Been a Long Time. My guest was the legendary Miss Casey Carlisle. Thank you for listening to this episode of Between the Roast Radio. I'm your boy, Ty Asbury. Have a great weekend. I'm out. See ya. Whee! Bye.